matzah, maror, together. So it's Amar Rava, about halfway down the page. Koftas Vavon Beis. Okay. So, the facts, there aren't that many facts here. Right? I guess maybe we'll do is, we'll collect all the facts, okay, ask questions along the way. But it's a few lines of Gemara, and the Rashi, and the Rashbam. Okay, so we'll try, I'd like to get all the questions out on the table before we get into the answers. Okay? So it's not that much information. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava. Okay? Bola Matzah Yatzah. So if you swallow, are you good there?
This one's not going.
Oh, it's not? The red light's on.
This one's going. That's going. Okay. So, bola matzah yatzah. So, if you swallow, if a person swallows matzah, he's yotzah. Right? Why? It means swallow. Rashi says, a little loss. That means you didn't chew. So, yotzah. So, why yotzah? It's a simple shot.
But still,
achila. Because you ate it. Yeah. You ate it? Why not? It's, I guess, an easier way to say it. Okay, so Yishol Matzah Yotzeh. Bola Maror. So this depends on how the Girsa, right? This is the Machlokes Rashi and Rashbam. Lo Yotzeh. Every Gemara it says Lo Yotzeh. Okay? You're not Yotzeh. Okay, so, you notice that Rashi learns you are Yotzeh. Right? Rashi, I guess, has a different Girsa. Okay. He holds that if you swallow more, you are yotzei. So let's take a look at Rashi. What?
I have a lot of parentheses.
Right. Right, but we don't read parentheses.
Okay, I just didn't know who said it.
Oh. Yeah, no, I think it's yotzei. Because you'll say maybe the parentheses are wrong, but when the Rashbam quotes Rashi, or he quotes another Pshat, he quotes it also without the parentheses. Right. Yeah.
Would you say that it's different gears there, or like, because of, like, his
far,
like, he decided to, like, have it,
that
it wasn't...
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, what's his name says, he says there's other, Rabbeinu Pirish Balamatsu, Kachma, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say if it's, I don't know, I doubt, I mean, it could be two ways. Either you say that they had different yourselves. I mean, there are things like that. I mean, Gemara's sometimes are passed along, and, you know, there are different texts. But, I mean, it's hard to imagine that Rashi... had it, Rashi's text said that it's, you know, said lo yatzah, but he just changed it, you know, because of Svara. I mean, I guess it's possible if he held it was completely illogical to go the other way, but, I mean, there are other shittos we've shown. I mean, it's hard to imagine he just changed it, you know, unless, I mean, even if he's changing it, it must be he's holding that this was really the proper girsa. So, you know, whether he actually had a girsa that was like that, I mean, he can't just change it and argue on the Gemara. I mean, that's the Gemara says. So it must be he's claiming that this isn't the proper text. It was a mistake. So whether he actually found the text that had this other girsa, or he was just claiming that there was such a thing, and it must have been that it was a mistake. But, you know, but that's just these are just the factual, you know. But at the end of the day, I mean, how exactly, you know, in terms of the girsa, it worked out, they definitely have two different concepts in the machlokas here. So what, you know, in terms of the history of how the machlokas evolved, and in terms of texts, you know, they're not so, you know, it's hard to know. I mean, it's a historical question. I don't know how we're gonna, you know, maybe historians can figure it out. But let's see. So far you have two cases. If you swallow matzah, then you're yotzei. If you swallow maror, it's a machlokas. It's unclear, okay, whether you're yotzei or not. But then there's another case. If you swallow them together, bala matzah umaror, that everyone has the same girsa, right? Yidei matzah yotzei, yidei maror lo yotzei. Everyone holds that you yotzei matzah and you're not yotzei maror, right? Okay. So whether you hold if you swallow maror alone, whether you yotzei or not, it doesn't matter. When it comes to if you swallow them together, then definitely you're yotzei for the matzah and you're not yotzei for the maror. Okay. Now, according to, if you say that if you swallow maror alone, you're not yotzei, right, so then that the third case, we'll call that case three when you swallow them both. That's easier to understand, because that's the same thing. In other words, you know, if you swallow matzah, yotzei, swallow maror, you're not yotzei, swallow them both, well, if the matzah, yotzei, and the maror, you're not yotzei. The difficulty is going to be, according to Rashi's way of learning it, is that normally if you swallow maror, you're good, but somehow when you swallow them together, now you're not yotzei the maror. Yeah.
Yeah, what if you say the opposite? It's harder to learn if you say that Mara is not yotzei, because kind of seems like teaching the exact same thing.
Yes, okay. So according to the Rashbam, you're going to have to explain what's the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? You have case 1 and case 2, and then case 3 is just replicating case 1 and 2. It's a combination of two. So what do you need it for? You're right. That will be the question according to Rashbam. The Rashbam takes it up. Right at the end, he takes that up. But according to Rashi, it's not only is it a question in terms of, you know, like a bigger question is more not only is it, why is it necessary, but why is that the halacha? I mean, there's more to explain. You know, sometimes, you know, something's extra, that's it's a more minor question than if something doesn't, you know, is inconsistent. You know what I mean? But you're right. I mean, either side is going to have their difficulties, you know. I mean, this is just a bit of an introduction of what we're going to come up against here. But yeah, you understand. Okay. So let's see inside. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Let's start with Rashi. Okay, so Rashi says, "Bala matzav lo latzan yiron shuad yata, bala maror yata." Why? Efsha shelo tam bo tam maror. What does that mean?
You had to have tasted it.
If you swallow the maror, what do you mean? You're not going to taste it? Of course you're going to taste it. Why? I mean, it must be just saying factually. That's what he's saying. Feels the case, right?
So why does it be a different gersa then if it's
so simple?
Yeah.
Because Rashbam argues. Rashbam says you're not yotzei.
But does he hold that you'd have to taste it?
We'll get to Rashbam. Okay. I mean, we'll see. He says it inside, so we'll see him inside. Okay. But for Rashi, it's good. I mean, it makes sense. He says, "What do you mean? You should taste it. Why not? I mean, I guess it's plausible." Right? I mean, you taste something, you take, let's say, you swallow a pill. Well, I mean, you're swallowing it, but you taste it. I mean, it has a certain taste to it, you taste, you know. That's what he's saying. It sounds like something like that. Like, it's not possible. You're not going to have some sensation of the taste, and you're going to taste it. Right? That's what he's saying. You're going to taste it. Why not? Right? Okay. Then he says, "Bola matzu umar yachad v'lo achal adayin lo mizeh v'lo mizeh." And you didn't yet eat from one or the other, right? It's a question, why does he say that? I mean, why does he have to make a... I mean, that's just a question. Maybe we'll take it. I don't really have a good answer for that. I mean, why is he making a point of that? You didn't yet have matzo or mara.
It's not like for the cross sandwich, it's for the...
Oh, okay, that's one. I don't think that's like... Yeah, it's that you're doing it, you're not doing it, because when it's a korech, that's the point, you're supposed to have them together. Yeah. So then the requirements may be different. Yeah, then you're eating them together, that's the point, they're supposed to eat. But he's saying it's not that you're doing it for the korech, you're doing it for mitzvah sechilas matzo and mitzvah sechilas mara. So therefore, you're eating them for that intention, nothing to do with korech. And let's say you already ate one of them, and not the other. Alright, I mean, he says no, you didn't eat okay, well, let's leave. I mean, I don't want to get into that yet, okay? It's a detail. But you can just throw out the question, I mean, why is he saying that? Okay, so yeah, so you eat both of them, you swallow both of them together. Yotze yidei matzah. Yotze matzah, why? She'ina tzrichotam? Because you don't need to taste the matzah. There's no halacha, you have to taste matzah. Avli yidei maror lo yatzah. But you're not yotze maror. Why? Ho of a lo lasso, since you didn't chew it, ve'ochel matzah imo, and you're eating the matzah together with it, it's a combination, two things, you're not chewing it, and you're eating it together with the matzah, therefore ain lo shum tam, therefore it doesn't have any tam. So how's he resolving the difficulty, the contradiction that in case two, okay, again, case one is where you swallow matzah, case two is you swallow mar, case three is you swallow matzah and mar. Okay, so we're going to Rashi. In case two, with swallowing the maror, you're yotze, because it's impossible that you didn't have a taste of maror. But in case three, he's saying if you eat the matzah and maror, then you're not yotze. So why? Why aren't you yotze the maror? So just factually,
but
it
has to taste, and you definitely
the matzah covers it.
The matzah covers it. The matzah covers it. So he's saying now you'd say that you didn't taste it. Whereas now you can no longer give that argument of. It's impossible that you didn't taste the mara, right? I mean, it sounds like something like that, right?
Taking away from the taste.
Taking away. That's true, but I mean, is that so simple? I mean, it would seem that you still taste that, no? I mean, maybe it's even more minimal. You know what I mean? Like, why is it so clear? I mean, is just he's saying this factually? That's just the rule, that if you eat the mara alone, then it's impossible you're not going to taste it. But if you eat the matzah together with the mara and you swallow it, then you're not going to taste it. I mean, is that just the facts that we just have to accept, like, face value? I mean, it doesn't seem like it would be true. I mean,
you say that it's impossible to taste it. I mean, you already said that just in your mouth, like, you're gonna taste it.
Yeah, you're gonna taste it. So why here aren't you gonna taste it? I mean, it's true, you'll have matzah also. But what do you mean, now all of a sudden it sounds like you're saying factually, in Lashon Tam. I mean, it doesn't sound like true factually. I mean, it would seem like you would still you taste them both. So it would be diminished, that's true, but it would seem that there would be something. Right, I mean, is it, no?
You're saying the matzah flavor overpowers the Gemara.
Yeah, that's, is that true?
What if the Mara, yeah, first of all, Mara is extremely bitter.
Yeah, I mean, Mara is a stronger.
What do you eat them together and your Mara is, like, really, really strong?
Yeah, I mean, Mara is a stronger flavor in general, and it's touching your mouth. I mean, how you, it's not like you're chewing them and they're, you know, you're having, like, a big mixture going on here. It's why when you swallow the Mara are you tasting it? Where's the taste? Because it's touching your mouth, I mean, it would seem, something like that. So then when you have the matzah also, I mean, unless it doesn't say that it's talking about where you're taking the matzah and wrapping it around the maror in a way that there's no contact between your mouth and the maror, I mean, I don't think that's the case.
What would Rashi say if you ate the two together?
You chew them together.
Yeah, chew them.
That's what Tosas brings in. There's a problem, because the Gemara says that if you did that, then there's a principle, and maybe we can do this tomorrow, there's a principle called mitzvahs mevatlas zuso. Yeah, this is what mitzvahs mevatlas zuso. What's going to happen is that the maror is going to be mevatel. It'll, like, cancel it out. Cancel out the matzah. And then you're not going to be able to say the matzah. Okay, so it's a Gemara. It's a Tosa gets into it. So why don't you say here, too, that the Mara cancels out the matzah, and therefore you shouldn't be able to say even the matzah. Tosa says that the difference is if you swallow it. If you chew it, then one cancels the other one, then the Mara is going to cancel out the matzah. But if you're not, if you don't chew it, then you don't get into that whole issue. But we don't know what that issue is, really. You know, it's different.
Cancel out the next?
Yeah, if you chew it, then it will. Then the Mara will cancel out the matzah.
So you'll be able to say both?
No, it will cancel out the matzah, so you won't be able to say the matzah.
So you'll be able to say Mara only?
Yeah, you'll be able to say Mara only. But in this case, since you're not chewing it, so you're not chewing the Mara. So now you're not tasting the Mara through the chewing. So now the only thing is you'd say, you're still tasting it. But no, since the matzah is with it, somehow you're not tasting the, you know. But it's a good point. You see that if there's a, which one's the stronger taste? I mean, certainly the maror would seem to be the stronger taste. You know? But I don't get confused by that whole discussion I just said. I'm just answering Lou's question because he asked it. And it's an issue, and that's a sugya maybe we'll take up tomorrow. But it's not necessary at this point, okay, whether if you chew them. This is talking about if you swallow them, okay, not if you chew them. If you chew it, it becomes a whole different type of an eating. You're getting everything, all the juices are flowing. It's a whole different kind of a thing, okay? We're not talking about that here. We're talking about if you swallow them together. According to Rashi, it's saying you're not yotzei the mara because now, since you're not chewing it and you're eating matzah with it, therefore there's no taste. Okay, so the question, I mean, why is there no taste? That's our question. It doesn't seem to be necessarily factually true. Yeah.
Is swallowing a type of achila?
I mean, I guess that's going to be one of the main questions here. I mean, that's, you know, like, there's no, I can't give you a factual answer to that, you know, but that's going to be one of the, that's going to be, like, kind of the baseline questions which we're going to have to be discussing here, you know. Is it, you know, it would seem if it can't be that, yeah, it got to be something, but, I mean, that's what we're going to get to. I mean, that's this whole sugya. I mean, that's part of this whole sugya. I mean, is if you swallow, if we're that simple, then you'd say there would be one rule. If you swallow, then you'd say you're not. I mean, you see, it's like, that's with this whole unclarity. It depends if you're in the matzah, if you're in the maror, if you're in them both. I mean, that, you know what I mean? That's like, that's the question which we're going to have to get to. But that depends on all the factors, you know. But at the end of the day, you're right. That's what we'd like to have an answer to. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Is it or isn't it? Right. I mean, you could say, or supposed to be maybe the way you just say, is it or isn't it? Why don't you just say simple? Is swallowing achila or is it not achila? If it's achila, then you should always be yotzei. And if it's not achila, then you should never be yotzei. What's this, all these complications? Is it achila or is it not achila? Right. I mean, just to force the question of what we have to explain. I mean, why? What's this double standard here? Yeah, Michael.
Would you be able to deduce from here that there's no idea of tam when it comes to matzah, or matzah has no tam if you swallow it?
Well, it says, what if it has or doesn't, it says you don't need it. I mean, yeah, it seems to be, you'd say that there is no tam. Because Rashi's saying, why are you yotzei matzah? Because you don't need tam.
Right.
You know, so he seems to be saying that when you have these two things together and you're not chewing it, then, like, neither one of them has tam. Sounds like that's what they say, right?
Well, if you're just bala matzah.
Right.
So you say you're yotze in that case because it has no requirement of tam?
You would seen that from Rashi, because Rashi's, you know, because in the case, see, from the case of matzah alone, you'd say, either you'd say it's because you don't need tam, or because you'd say you have the tam. Right? That would be one of two ways to say it.
Right.
But from the other case, you see, when you swallow them together, it seems Rashi's saying the reason why you're yotze for the matzah is because you don't need tam by the matzah. Rashi says, you know,
right.
Rashi says, so it seems to be that even in the first case, also, when you swallow the matzah, it's because matzah doesn't need tam.
But does it have tam?
I don't think he's saying it doesn't have. Wait, if you swallow it or if you chill
it?
Yeah,
you swallow it.
I don't know.
Saying it's not necessary for the process.
Because then, if it didn't have tam, so then you would ask a question of, so then why would matzah be mevatel maror? Because if there's no tam in the first place,
why would it be mevatel it? In which case? I mean,
when you do the together.
Oh, well, I wouldn't use Urban Vato. It's Urban Vato is from the other guy. Yeah, but why aren't you Yotze? Right. Right. Yeah, okay, you're right. I mean, why is it? That's the question. That's part of the question. Why is it that when you eat them together, don't you say that you still have the Tam of the Mar? I mean, why not? I mean, that comes down to that question. Especially if you say matzah doesn't have a Tam when you swallow it. That's true. Okay, but that's, you know, it's a branch of the question. But you're right. I mean, that's you have to take that into account. Yeah.
It says, well, when it says, with the matzah you don't need tam, right? So I don't really understand it, because you just said that there's twice, but by matzah that you don't require tam to be yotze, but Rashi just said if you swallow it, there is taste, right? By maror. By maror. Right?
Because by matzah, he doesn't say that. By matzah, he just said... Right, it's a good point to notice. That by matzah, he just says, you're yotze. By maror, he says, why? Because it's impossible that you didn't have the taste.
Well,
so you see, right...
Yeah, but when he says it's impossible to have the taste, doesn't that mean that if you stick something in your mouth, it's impossible not to have a taste of it?
That's the implication.
Anything.
That's the implication.
Right, so then matzah does have taste when you swallow
it. Right.
Okay, I thought you said...
Well, I mean, no, I mean, you could argue that it depends, that maybe it's based on the fact that maror is so strong that when you stick it in your mouth that you end up having taste. And he just says by maror, he says, it's impossible you didn't have the tam maror. But, I mean, maybe you'd say that that's only because maror is such a strong taste that it's, you know, that it's, you're automatically going to perceive it, you know, but maybe something which is a weaker taste, that's what Michael is asking. I mean, if matzah is a weaker taste, will you have tasted if you swallow it? You know, I mean, you could imagine that. I mean, if you have a, you know, a pill is a gross, bitter taste. You put it, you know, you taste it. If something is a, you know, like a more of a, gel cap. So then, you know, maybe if you like suck it and really, you know, suck on the juices, then you'll taste it. But if you just, it just touches it, you don't really have a taste. You know,
well,
so it could be.
That the matzo would absorb. In this case, since you're actually swallowing it, it's not a typical tasting where it's on your tongue.
Right.
The matzo might absorb the flavor. You swallowed it.
It was
maybe more of an aftertaste.
Okay, it could be. Let's go. Let's move on a little bit, okay? Okay, let's just get more facts, and we'll, So that's Rashi, okay? So that's Rashi. So now let's see the Rashi. Well, there's another case, by the way, of Karkam de Siv, but I don't want to do that yet. Okay, it seems to me that that's a different case. Okay, that's a case where you wrap them both in some sort of a leaf, and you don't end up... So, you know, you don't end up touching either of them with your mouth. It's like a whole different kind. It's not only is that you're swallowing it, but you're, so to speak, you're not even putting them in your mouth. You're just like, it would be like you wrap them in a plastic bag and swallow the plastic bag. I mean, that seems to be like a different kind of a case.
Are you yotze either one or no? Neither.
Okay, that everyone agrees, you're not yotze either. Okay? I mean, that's a fact. I mean, you know, but I think, you know, you keep it in mind, but that's a fact. If you swallow them both in a plastic bag, let's say the modern-day version of plastic bag, you're not yotze either one.
That's like those drug dealers used to send people into the...
Right, yeah. Yep. Okay, so Rashba. So he says, Bola matzah. He says, Velo la'asa. And you don't chew it. Yotze. Why? Shari kiyam barav tochel matzos. Because your Mekayim, the pasuk which says, what are you supposed to do by matzos, is bar of tochel matzos. You eat the matzos. Sheharei achila hila. What does that mean?
It's considered eating.
It's considered eating.
Is Achille low?
Low.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Alright, so can you say he gets the effects of Achille, or he it's.
I mean, it sounds like it's considered an Achille for him.
Yeah.
Right? And right, or for him, or maybe for it, for matzah. I mean, I'm not sure which one, but I mean, the question, what does that mean? I mean, is it Achille? But I mean, that seems what he's saying. He says. I mean, he's getting ready for the next part where it comes tomorrow. It seems that by tomorrow it's not good, you know. But he's saying it's an achila hilo for him, whatever that means. We have to explain what that means. That's a problem. But it means for him, it's considered an achila. Okay. Okay. Umihu lechachila tamatza beina. Okay. What does that mean?
You do need it's a kilo.
It's a good thing.
It's good to have it. Yeah.
Right. If you have a choice, don't swallow it. This isn't the best thing to do. You should the matzah. It's true. The pasuk says baruch tocha matzah. You're supposed to eat matzah, and this is an achila for you. But it says lechachila, you should try to do it with chewing it, right? With the tongue. Okay. So what's the question? Question? Is that good? Does that make sense?
Like, what you say
from
the beginning?
Okay, better.
I mean, you have to, like, what's the relationship between tam and the mitzvah of eating matzah? I mean, what is it?
Okay, but ask me, I mean, there's a problem. Not just so.
If there's a tam, then you'd have to taste it, like maror.
Right.
But if there's no tam, then swallowing it should be fine.
Right, exactly. What do you mean, ilachachila? Was the mitzvah, like he says, he says, Ba'erav tochu matzos, and this is an achila. So what do you mean? But it's better to do what? I mean, you yotze the mitzvah, you're not yotze the mitzvah. What do you mean? How's it better? If you're makayim the mitzvah, Ba'erav tochu matzos, you did exactly what Torah told you to do. So then what do you mean? Why is it better? Well, like, how does it lend itself to degrees? You did the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah. I mean, l'chachilas are always funny. I mean, you'll say, you could ask this by any time you have l'chachilas the other. I say, you're right, you could. I mean, it has to be explained. I mean, what kind of, and he gives you a whole argument. He says, because the pasuk says, Ba'erav tochu matzos, and you did it. So then that's it. So why is it better? Why should I, where do you get anything to say that I have to taste the matzah? Why should that be? It doesn't say that. And it seems, if you do have to taste it, as Gabi said, then you shouldn't be able to eat the matzah if you don't taste it. Okay? Well, which way is it? Okay? Okay. So that's matzah. So those are the problems with matzah. So now he says, Bala mar lo yatza. Okay? Why? So this is the Rashbam argues. He says, argues on Rashi's pshat. He says, no, if you swallow mar, you're not yatza. Diba inon tam marar, the lacka. Okay? Because you need to taste the marar, and you don't. Right? Sounds like he's factually arguing on Rashi here, right? Because remember, Rashi said it's impossible that you're not going to taste the maror if you swallow it. Right? He says, it's impossible. So he said, factually, he's saying it's impossible. But he said, here, you need the tam of maror, and you don't have it. If you swallow, you don't have it. So, I mean, this is a problem. I mean, do you have it or do you not have it? Right? I mean, that sounds like a factual argument here. Let's go for it. The mishum hachi kapit rachmana, the maror as piv, shalocha. That because of this, the Torah was makbid, that you bitter your mouth, you embitter your mouth, I guess shel ocha, I think it means with ocha. The Torah was makbid that you embitter your mouth as a remembrance of Aymaru Eschayehem, as a remembrance of the fact that the Mitzrim embittered our lives through the avdus, through slavery. Okay? So therefore, he's saying, you're not yotzei, because there's no taste of maror when you swallow it, and this is what the Torah is makbid, is demanding that you're mimarar es pev, you embitter your mouth as a remembrance of aymaru es chayeh. Kach matzasi kosa b'chol asbar. See, so this is the way he found the gersa on all the svar. So what's the problem on that? What do you think about that? But the Rashbam. I mean, besides the difficulty I mentioned, I mean, that it sounds like he's factually contradicting Rashi. I mean, it sounds like the facts are just different. Rashi says, it's impossible, you're not going to taste it. And Rashbam says, obviously, he says, you're not tasting it. So, I mean, that you can determine very quickly, take a guy and give it to him and then do it and see if it happens. See if you taste it, see if you don't taste it. I mean, it doesn't seem to be an area to have a machlokas rishonim on. But what do you think about the sadness for the further, where he talks about that this is why the Torah was makbid, that you're bitter your mouth as a remembrance of, you know, the Amaros Hayam. What do you think about that?
There's a
Havamina.
The
Havamina swallow
would be good.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
A certain time of swallowing, but it's not the time that the Torah demands.
Right, okay. Well, you see, by matzah, swallowing would be good. So right, that's what he has to show you, that it's not. I mean, it seems to be explaining why you're not yotze, why swallowing isn't good. I mean, but there's a problem in the maskana. I mean the hamina is true. That is the case. They explain the hamina, but right, exactly. So that sounds like a good philosophical reason. That the reason why the Torah says you should eat maror is because you want to remember the vayimaru es chayehem, that they embitter our lives and both, you know, and all that. But I mean, what's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of maror?
Yeah,
achila. I mean, al matzos marom yochlohu. I mean, the mitzvah is certainly achilas maror. I mean, it's not a mitzvah. For instance, if I take the maror and mush it around my mouth and spit it out, no one's going to say yotze. I mean, the mitzvah certainly is achila. So now, is this achila or is it not achila? Is swallowing this or yiruz meshech? So is swallowing considered achila? Or is it not considered achila? So you tell me you're not yotze because you don't have the taste, and this is why the Torah really wanted you to have this experience of having the taste. You know, I mean, let's say for instance I like maror. I happen to have some psychological issues, and I do it every day. You know, I enjoy it. Actually, gives me pleasure to put the whoosh the water around my mouth, and that taste, that burning sensation, it's great. I love it.
Please sinuses.
I love it. So, yotzai? What?
Seemingly, even though you get the philosophical idea, you're saying you're not yotzai, because...
No, you're not yotzai? If I love Mara, so what am I supposed to do?
Well, you're still getting the bitter sensation. Like, you might like it,
that's
but that doesn't
right.
Personal life.
That's true. Okay, fine. But I'd say it doesn't make it. I mean, that kind of thing doesn't matter. I mean, these things are, it's a nice philosophical thing, and you may say, I mean, obviously it's supposed to remind you of the slavery, and the slavery is supposed to be bitter and painful, and, you know, so even if you have the bitterness, you may say in a philosophical sense, if you're relating to it as something you love, you know, you may say you're not really bringing to mind that. I may, you could argue,
it's
but...
the same thing
but,
with you just have basar or wine to celebrate. Well, if you personally don't like that, like, that doesn't
right. Well, that could be different, though, because that you could argue is that that basar yayin, you could say it's a kiem of happiness. You know what I mean? Like, that's the mitzvah.
What if you relate to basar and yayin is something that makes you sad?
You're right. Well, it could argue that you wouldn't have to do it then. I mean, you could say it's onus, like you can't do it. But here, I mean, the mitzvah isn't to be in pain. I mean, that's not the mitzvah. See, there you can say the mitzvah is simcha. Simcha siyantif, that's the mitzvah. Samachta bechagecha. There the Torah is formulates the mitzvah as the samaya simcha. So you'll say the basar yayin are only a means of simcha. But I don't think you'll say that the mitzvah in maror is to be in pain. I mean, that's, the mitzvah is achilas maror. I mean, I don't think it's like a kiyum and belave, like of the experience of, I mean, it sounds like that's what those are saying, but I mean, like Rosh Pram is saying, but I mean, it's in the mitzvah, it's achilah. You know, and you're going to tell, like, again, if you said a guy who enjoys it, I don't think it's going to say, therefore, he can't be able to the mitzvah of achilas maror. So, I mean, it sounds Rosh Pram is incorporating a philosophical type of, you know, an explanation into this thing. It should come down to one baseline question, as you'd asked. Is this achila or is it not achila? So if it is, you know. And Rashi also sort of is, you know, Rashi isn't so explicit, but I mean, he's also demanding that there's tam of the Mara. I mean, it's implicit in the Gemara. And this is definitely, it has to be tam. That's what he's saying. It's impossible, you're not going to taste it. But it implies that you definitely have to taste it. So you see, apparently, you know, apparently this, you know, Mara is different. It is formulated differently. But the question is, where's the room for it to have different formulations here? I mean, and it sounds like you can't just say, because philosophically, since you didn't accomplish a philosophical objective of remembering the bitterness, therefore you're not yotzei. I mean, but I did the mitzvah.
If it was just a feel, then why would, then they wouldn't require you to taste it? Like, obviously.
That's my question. So then... Well, that's what I'm saying. You have to explain what the mitzvah is. I'm not saying you're right. Obviously, that because of the Torah's philosophical motivation here or whatever of remembering the thing, the mitzvah was formulated in a way which is going to be most conducive to bringing in line ideas of, you know, Mariros, you know. But that can't be a Tzuras HaMitzvah. I mean, the mitzvah can't be to be in pain. I mean, the question is, so what is the formulation? I mean, certainly, like I said, I don't think anyone's going to say if you put the Mara in your mouth and then spit it out, then you're Yotzei the mitzvah of Mara. I mean, what do you say? Al achilas Mara, right? I mean, it certainly has something to do with achila. So now the question is, again, so is it achila or is it not achila? Right? I mean, that's, you're right. I don't mean to say that it's just like that obviously, you know, I don't think he means because philosophically you're not Yotzei, but obviously the philosophy here is explaining why the Torah is formulating in a certain way, but we have to define the formulation. We have to define the difference in the formulation of Achilas Matzah and Achilas Mara. Obviously, they're formulated differently, right? According to everyone, because you see, Mara has to have Tam, and Matzah doesn't have to have Tam. So obviously, there's a difference in the formulation. But that's going to be our problem. What is the difference? Okay? Okay. Any other problems? Another thing we didn't do, but maybe we'll leave it out, I don't know. But the thing is, the problem this Nisanet mentioned before is, according to the Rashbam, who says if you swallow matzah, you're yotzei, because you don't need taste. If you swallow mara, you're not yotzei, because you don't have taste. But if you swallow them both, then you're yotzei the matzah, you're not yotzei the mara. So the question is, so what do you need to tell me that? You already know. Swallow matzah, yotzei, swallow mara, you're not yotzei. So what, according to the Rashbam, what's the chiddush of that third case? Right? The Rashbam explains it towards the end of the Rashbam. But I just don't want to throw on, you know, I mean, that's, like, again, that type of a question, I mean, it's a different kind of a question. What do you need it for? I mean, it's good, it works out, and the only thing is, well, that case must be, it's trying to outrule another possibility, you know, I mean, that's, you know, so what the other possibility is, like, we could live if we don't know what the possibility is trying to outrule it, you know what I mean? But the question is, we have to understand the conclusions. The conclusions have to make sense, you know? So it's a more fundamental questions if you have problems with the conclusions, then, you know. I mean, it's good to answer all the, you know, it's nice to answer all the problems, but I'm just saying, I don't want to overwhelm, you know. So it's not even, you know, I don't want to complicate the facts too much. Okay, so we got a bunch of problems here, right? I guess we could, let's review some of the problems, okay? Just to review. So, I guess you have this machlokas between Rashi and Rashbam. That's a major, major machlokas. And the problem is that seems like a factual machlokas, okay? Because it seems they all agree that in Mara you have to taste matzah. Definitely, everyone says yotzei if you swallow it. It's nothing to do with taste. You don't have to taste matzah. That's it. But in Mara, it seems that everyone holds that you need taste. And Rashi says also, if you swallow Mara, it's impossible that you're not going to have taste. It's impossible. Sounds like he's saying a fact. That's the fact. If you do it, if you try it, you're going to have a taste. And Rashbam says, no, you're not going to taste it. And it sounds like a factual, open factual contradiction, which seemingly could be resolved by a series of experiments in a laboratory. And it's certainly not a question to be machlokas between the Rishonim.
You do it right here in the kitchen.
Yeah, in the kitchen even. Right. So that's a major problem. I mean, we have machlokas here that has to, that's a problem. I mean, if you have a problem, machlokas sounds factual. That's a problem. Okay. I mean, especially if it's a fact, which is easily ascertainable. So that's a major problem. Okay. We have also the problem of how the philosophy here is being incorporated into the mitzvah. Right. And then we have, let's say, in Rashi, we have the problem. Rashi says it's impossible if you eat the maror. If you eat the maror, he says, impossible, you're not going to taste it. But if you combine it together with the matzah, then all of a sudden it becomes possible that you're not going to taste it. So what's the difference? Right? And then we have in the Rashbam, the Rashbam says, by matzah, he says, you're yotzei if you swallow it. Why? Because he says, achila hi lo. It's considered an achila for you. What does it mean, for you? Okay, either it is or it is. And then he says, in achila, it's a good idea to taste it. Well, kind of, why is it a good idea? Either yotzei or not yotzei. Okay, so these are, anyone have any other problems? Do you guys come across some of these problems?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, these are, you know, these are the problems in this, you know, you go through the sugya, these are, you know, but it's good to get it, you know, sometimes it's good when you do a sugya to get out the questions before, you know, before you have all the answers, you know? I mean, the answers should come from the problems. I mean, now we know exactly, you know, to any answer we're going to give, we know what to test it up against. Does it answer the problems? So, I mean, the problem should lead us towards an answer. Okay? Okay. So, does anyone have any solutions to any of the problems? Okay, I mean, I know there are a lot of problems here, and we don't have to answer them all in one shot, and we don't even have to answer them all, but, you know, at least, could we, you know, if you have anything to say about anything, you know, then,
Rabbi Vader?
Yes.
I think we might have a solution.
Okay.
Okay, so, you see, just...
To which problem? To all the problems?
I don't know about the entire problem. But
okay, solutions.
Of the fact that according to Rashi, you would be Yosei for the taste of Mara, and according to the Rashbam, you wouldn't.
Okay, good. The Machlokas.
Right, the Machlokas. I think the Machlokas is over the necessarily what the Pasuk is telling you. How do you learn out the Chiyu from the Pasuk?
Which Pasuk?
By Maru at Sayan.
Okay, well that Pasuk is telling you about what the Mitzrayim did to us, right?
Right.
That's just talking, you know, that's not per se talking about the Mitzvah of Mara.
Right.
Right, okay.
But the Mara should reflect on that idea.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, according to Rashi, it seems that the way you would reflect on that idea is to have your mouth in a state of bitterness.
Okay.
In other words, as long as you put that Mara in your mouth, right? So
right.
Regardless of whether you chew it or not, the bitter sensation is going to be there.
Okay.
So, in terms of your mouth being bitter and that reflecting the experience, you have it.
Okay, good.
Because that's what he learns out, is a reflection of the experience.
Okay, now could I ask you, what about if you have the matzah also?
Right, so according to him, since having it, yeah, I should have qualified that a little better, since according to him, the idea is that maror is what's making your mouth bitter.
Right.
When you have the mixture, it's not maror, it's a taruda.
Well, the matzah isn't what's making your mouth bitter.
Well, but you can't say that the reason your mouth is bitter is because of the maror. You have the taruda in there.
Okay. Okay, I mean, you could say, I mean,
why not?
It's the Mara component of it.
You might have a sensation of bitterness, but it seems you have to say that Mara is intrinsically related to that bitterness.
Okay, it has to be traceable exclusively or identifiably to the Mara.
Exactly.
Well, it's funny, because is that what Rashi says? I mean, let's go to Rashi says. He says, so since you didn't chew it, the ochel matzah imo, and you're eating matzah with it, ain lo shum tam.
Right, ain lo shum tam, that's interesting.
Right, I mean, it's hard to say he means that, like again, we said factually, it's hard to say he means it literally, but, you know, it would seem to be, you know, like if according to what you're saying, it would, you know,
well,
I mean, you could say it's the tam, which comes from both of the, you know, I'm not saying you can't squeeze it in, but...
Okay, but...
Okay, well, you could... I mean, I was just asking that question. Okay, but you go... Okay, so then the site's Rashi.
Right, okay. That's how I would define Rashi.
Okay, and Rashbam?
The Rashbam is... It's not having your mouth in a state of bitterness for Mara. The Mara only exists, according to the Rashbam, as a vehicle to create bitterness. In other words, his component is to make your mouth bitter through Mara, but to actually... The Achiyu falls upon the Gavra to make his mouth bitter. So when he's just had Mara in his mouth, you're right, it might actually have a bitter sensation, but he hasn't made his mouth bitter. He hasn't chewed it and actively been mekayem of bitterness.
Why don't you say when he puts it in his mouth, that's actively making his mouth bitter?
Right, because that's just in terms of a location. You're right, okay, so you know, he passively had a sensation of bitterness, but it seems like he is saying, in order to reflect on the experience, one must... and actively create bitterness.
Right.
So you can't, in other words, you have to be the source of the bitterness, according to the Rashbam. And I can't say, because I've had a sensation of bitterness necessarily, that I made my mouth bitter.
Man, I don't see why if you're the cause of putting it in your mouth, creating a location. I mean, it's not just like someone threw it into my mouth. Or so I put it in my mouth, and I, you know, I caused that sensation to take place. You'll say, I didn't, it's true, I wasn't as involved.
Yeah, but then the reflection would be lacking. In other words, he's learning out the reflection of the bitter experience, in other words, by creating bitterness. He hasn't created the bitterness, he has bitterness.
Okay.
He's not learning it passively, that your mouth should be bitter.
Okay.
He's saying that, in other words, I could put anything in my mouth, but until you chew it according to, in other words, it might not necessarily have to be Mara if we didn't have, you know, a separate source
right.
for it.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I think also a problem, which is, I mean, this is more like a more general problem, is that the question is, what's the mitzvah of mar, you know? How does this tie into achila, you know? I mean, bitterness, again, like that question I was saying, that sounds to be like a philosophical thing. But what's the, you know, like, for instance, the bracha isn't al bittering your mouth with mar, you know?
Right.
It's achila.
Right, so it's a little more philosophical.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, that it's not philosophical. The basis is that the mitzvah is bitter, you know?
Right.
But, you know what I mean? But it would be nice if we could, you know, put it into the realm of achila, you know? Show how this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. I see what you're saying.
Okay, but I hear your approach.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we have something to say on this?
Yeah, just on that, I mean, you should say that actively there has to be the type of achila has to be an achila that's going to embitter your mouth. So if it's just, you know, tossing in your mouth and swallowing it, then it's not part of the achila that's, you know, embittering your mouth. Like you're saying, it's like a passive thing, you're just swallowing it, and it happens to make your mouth bitter. But if you say that the achila has to be an achila that embitters your mouth, then it makes sense, and you have to stick it in your mouth and chew it.
Okay. Okay, here we go. That's good. I mean, that's not the character of the achila. It was the one of embittering your mouth when you swallow it.
Yeah.
You're swallowing it. But it gives you that in an accidental way.
Right. Is that considered is that the time you need it?
Right. Okay, that's good. Right, that's kind of who's talking on the phone?
Michael.
Right, Michael, that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Right, what? What was that?
That's kind of what you were saying. Did you hear what Gabi said?
It's hard to catch all the words that were.
Oh, okay. He said something similar to you.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, Josh.
I just want to add that when you're swallowing, you're just taking down the substance, and then the taste is just an accident of the swallowing. But like, if taste has its own act,
right.
Like, I guess the Rashbam's saying, like, like, it has to have its own act.
Okay, good.
It can't just be like an accident of another act. It has to be its own thing.
Right,
it
has to be its own thing.
That's not through
the chewing?
What?
The taste
itself
is not through
the chewing.
Well, that is the taste. That's what you're saying. That's the act of eating it and chewing it. That's being an act of taste.
When you chewing is an act of taste. When you swallow it, like, if you're swallowing, you can consume it. Like, you don't need to chew. You don't really, I mean, obviously you have to chew it. But I'm saying, like, if you don't need to chew it, like, you just take a little piece of mouth, you can just swallow it. Like, there's no reason, like, you have to chew it. The only reason you're chewing it is to acquire the taste.
Right. Okay. That's good. Yeah, Matt.
All right, so the approach we took is that, Ben and I took is that there must be two, I mean, again, we all both agree on the facts, right?
Okay,
but
that's good.
Apparently, what level of taste Rashi says is good enough, Rashbam says it's not good enough, right? Like, you know, both admit to experiencing the same thing, but
right.
Rashbam says that's not good enough.
Right.
So there must be multiple levels of
taste.
Right. Yeah. So we're just thinking about what taste is in general, right? So there are two aspects of taste. One is that you have these are vague terms, but you have the experience.
We paid special attention to the way the Rashbam seems to formulate.
I was going to show that as a reflection.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So you have experiencing the actual taste of bitterness, sweetness, you know, whatever it is on your tongue, right?
Okay. But
then taste is also being able to identify what type of food it is through achila. Right? Like you said, if you have a pill and you swallow it, you don't have to taste it in your mouth, but you can sense that you swallowed something bitter, right? So that's the same thing here. So we're thinking that perhaps, so this is, then we try to read it into the words, that the Rashbam says, Kabi Rachmana Lamar es piv shal ochel.
Right.
So we're reading it as he holds that the mitzvah is that the mar must actually embitter the mouth of the ochel, the guy who eats it. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Whereas Rashi, the way when he quotes Rashi, he says that it says bala mara yata yeshesh lo yehebo tam mara, that there just has to yehebo tam mara, right? That he has to be able to sense that what he swallowed was mara, right? And so that's, and that would also, I mean, again, this is all fuzzy.
Yeah,
that would explain why Rashi says that with
matzah.
With matzah and mara, then when he swallows both of them, then he's not yotze because he's not yotze mara because because yes, you would taste it, but it's I want to try to say that there's some sort of problem with identifying it as a distinct, you know, it's not distinct anymore. When you mix it with matzah, it's not distinct.
Right.
I don't really know where to go with that exactly.
Wait,
and then this is also just to try to, you know, maybe take a stab at the formulation of, you know, the mitzvah of mar and
right.
Why, you know, what the relationship of achila and tam is, right? So we said it's not enough that you just taste it, right? But it has to be a it has to be tam through achila. Like, I mean, that's right. Just the formulation. And so through that, that'll bring up your, you know, the zephyr of the Vimara spell.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, it's rough, I know.
Okay.
That's what we, that's
okay.
What
I mean, yeah, if you put it in, like, one sentence, I think bottom line it would be, within achila, you would have, there's two levels, experiential, and then, you know, experience and recognition. Experience obviously being higher. So Rashi requires only recognition, whereas Rashbam requires the experience of the tam of the food as well.
Okay.
Can you say something? You have a dima and you have a chila. And this is the same thing here. You're swallowing it. Granted, it's a physical achila, right? But certain taste, it's only dima. Right? So that's why you also have an achila, you have to chew it up. Don't lie.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Look, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to take them off.
Okay. Matt, are you guys trying to make a distinction between like swallowing it like you actually taste it in your mouth, like to, or chew, like having it in your mouth versus just swallowing it?
Well, I mean, I don't know how much you could draw on personal experience, but like when you swallow something that's bitter, even though you don't chew it and have it like in the face of your mouth, you can sense that you swallow something bitter. Like you know, that's plain, like you know. So, since you say that they have to, I mean, I think you have to say that they recognize two different types of ta'ima, right? I mean, both of them say that you need ta'ima for mara, right? But it's just a matter of what type of ta'ima do you need, how high of the quality, you know? And that's why it seems kind of subjective, but that's the only way we can formulate it.
Like,
Like, the process of both is...
Not necessarily, I mean, swallow... I mean,
we're not talking about chewing, right? You're just saying one is where you rest it on your tongue, the other one is where you just swallow it all down.
Well, again,
no, one's
yeah,
where you chew it.
That's why you have
chewing.
To get... That's, and that's why,
chewing is the difference.
Right, that's why maybe you have to get away from the fact that, like, we keep on thinking of ta'ima as actual tasting on your tongue, you know, through your tongue, or... I mean,
yeah.
If you define ta'ima, according to Rashi, as identifying what food you're eating through achila, you know, just through eating it, you identify what type of, or the character of the food that you're eating. Then you can get away from saying, well, touch it to your tongue, well, touch it to your throat, or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyone else? Or anyone else? Yeah.
I thought the mitzvahs are completely different. So you have mitzvahs of matzah, which is simply consumption of matzah. So consumption doesn't require any time. It requires swallowing or chewing. However you consume it, so it becomes metabolized. That's consumption.
Okay, good.
Whereas Rashi and the Rashi, they both agree that you have to have time. So time, because what's the mitzvah there? The mitzvah there is to the zefer of the bitterness in Egypt. But the tzaras mitzvah is through tasting and achila with quality. So the achila has a quality. Quality is a taste.
Okay, good.
And now the machlokas is what is the minimum shear of taste? So according to Rashi, minimum shear of taste is a purely identifiable bitterness.
Right.
It doesn't require actual chewing,
right.
And according to Rashbam, it requires chewing.
Okay.
Otherwise, you don't have. It's not a purely. Of course, you'd have to agree that there would be a certain time. That quality is not enough.
Right.
You have to identifiably, you have to experience the.
Okay. Here. Let's go.
Let me just take one more step. The other question about the achila hilo.
Right.
So this fits in with the way that we're trying to explain the Rashbam, because it's not enough that it just has, like, Rashbam would say that swallowing something without tasting it is achila. It's a matzah achila, right? Because we know that from matzah, right? But achila hilo implies, and I'm going to knowingly use this vague term, but it implies that he personally relates to his achila. Right, and I don't know actually how you want to formulate that. Like you could say, it means he gets the effects of the achila. Besides, like achila at the bare minimum is a guy takes something and it gets into his stomach through his mouth. Right? That's what achila is. But there are other aspects of achila that affects, like tasting or touching your throat or whatever.
Right.
And so that's what achila hilo means. So that's why the Rashbam highlights that as part of the mitzvah.
Okay.
I mean, the team.
Yeah.
In the halacha, it says matzos tochlu.
Right.
Does it say tochlu by mara?
Yeah, it says al matzah semron biyochlu, that you should eat the Pesach with, together with matzah semron.
But al matzah is a specific halacha of matzah kosher, so there's a difference in relation, in characteristic between matzah and marah.
Okay.
And therefore, that's where they
it's true, but we do see that you, what's the bracha you make on marah is al achilas marah. So you do see that it does, it is achila. I mean, let's say I ask you, how would you break down achila? What's how would, if I ask you, how would you characterize, define, you know, achila? So without the sugya, I mean, what's the essence of achila?
Consumption.
Consumption.
You put something through your mouth, like
right.
If you inject something
right.
into
you,
that's not
right. Achila. So. Right. Okay, right. Consumption. I mean, we normally mean by consumption, right? I mean, that seemingly is the essence of achila, right? Yeah. And that's not really taste. I mean, consumption is not the essence of achila, right? For instance, man needs achila. It's part of, you know. Now, even if you don't have taste buds, you still need achila. I mean, that's not the essence of achila. I mean, it happens to be that things are worked out nicely for us that, you know, in the consumption, we also get a pleasure of, you know, of taste. But, I mean, the essence of achila is consumption. I mean, that's part of the basic needs of man, is consumption of the food, okay? So what is taste? Taste is like a characteristic, a secondary feature of achila, right? And certainly if you swallow something without tasting it, you would say that I ate it. I mean, that's what eating is. I mean, in general, if you define it, that's the essence of eating is eating, is swallowing, consumption. So you may say I did not have the secondary component of achila, which is taste, but certainly you'd say that in the essence of what achila is, I had achila. Okay? And that's why by matzah, you're yotza, because it's achila. Erev tochel matzos. That's achila. Okay? I'm not answering the achila low yet, but okay, but that's on the basic level, that makes sense. Matzah is not a problem, but what's the difference? You swallow it, chew it. So what you're minusing out is a minor characteristic. Okay? It's not the essence of achila, you.
Oh, so the chewing is like a vehicle towards the taste?
Yeah, exactly. The difference between eating something when chewing it and not chewing it is not a difference in consumption. It's a difference in whether you have that element of taste. But that's a secondary element in achila, in the... You know, the concept of achila, that's a secondary component, okay? But is that always a secondary component? Would there be anyone who would tell you that it's not a secondary component?
Would it be the time the tzima part?
What?
The
yeah.
Would there be anyone? Would
yeah.
Get someone
like that?
Yeah.
Who? Zimmer. Zimmer would probably tell you that. No, I mean, let's say, for instance, I asked the chef. Okay? The chef. Okay? Is Zimmer a chef?
No.
Now, let's say I asked the chef. Okay? Let's say I asked the chef. Okay? A guy or a connoisseur. Okay? Like a wine connoisseur, a taster, a professional taster. Okay. Okay. So what would he say? What would he say?
Only the taste.
It's only the taste. So the taste is the essence for the chef.
Yeah, but it's hungry. But it's the essence. But he doesn't care about the consumption.
That's true. That's true.
He doesn't care the fact that he's consuming it and making himself full.
That's true. That's true.
The essence of achila.
That's true.
You ask someone the essence of achila.
Yeah. You'd say it's a taste. You'd say when you eat the thing, when you ate my thing. For instance, if your chef said, "Did you eat my spaghetti sauce?" You know, and he said, "Yeah, I swallowed it."
Yeah.
You know, he'd say, no, that's you didn't. Right. That's in the framework, depending on your framework. See, in your universal framework of a person in eating, that's the essence is consumption. But depending on your framework, on the realm in which you're dealing with, in a certain realm, that accidental feature, that feature which is normally accidental, could be raised to the essential feature. Right? I mean, it depends on your frame of reference. Right? It depends on what you're doing here. Okay? Okay. Now, everyone agrees, or how about this? Let's start with the Rashbam, okay? So now normally, taste is just a feature. It's a feature of achila. It's a component of achila, okay? Now, by matzah, the Torah is mechayev simply a normal achila, okay? Now, in achila, let's say I do achila without taste, I am lacking a feature, right? I am lacking a component of achila, okay? I'm lacking the taste component of achila, but I wouldn't say thereby it ceases to be achila. It's still achila, but it is an achila which is lacking a component, a feature, okay? So it could be that's what he says. That's maybe what he means by that it l'achila tamatza b'ino. It means l'achila, you should have the complete, achila b'shlei musa. The complete achila involves even the component of taste. That is certainly a component of achila, the way it was created. But the essential, you could minus out the taste and you still have the quality of achila. Because the essence is really just consumption. And as long as you have it, that's all that's necessary. But, I'll come back to that, the matzavar. But by maror, the Rashbam says that the Rashbam is like the shaft. Okay, you know, he holds it. The Torah had an objective here by maror. It's true as achila. There's no mitzvah of torturing yourself. That's not the way the mitzvah. The Torah didn't have a mitzvah like that. So the mitzvah is achila. But it says the mitzvah, the point of the achila, it chose an item, which the point of this item is to be mamarar es pev shel ochel, to embitter your mouth. So therefore, what the Torah did by maror is it insisted upon the achila of the shef. Okay? It took the accidental feature of achila, and it rendered that essential. Okay? In other words, that is now, it's a different kind of an achila. The Torah is mechayiv you when it comes to maror and the achila, the culinary achila, okay? Not the achila of consumption, but the achila of the culinary realm, okay? And in that framework, if you did not taste it, okay, then you're not yotze, okay? And even, because then it's not that achila. And even if you sense in a minor capacity, in a minor way, that the taste on your tongue, the chef is not going to be very happy with that. I mean, if the definition of the activity is the culinary achila, then if you don't chew it in that kind of a manner, that's not it. You're not doing it. It may partake of it. It may have that characteristic. But to define the achila as an experiential culinary chef's achila, it better be that you're tasting the thing. You're chewing the thing. You're really partaking of that experience. Okay, so achila, so saying that bitterness is true, but I'm saying the reason why the way the Torah can have such a thing is it has to have a category, is because the category of achila, I'm giving you the example to show you, the category of achila lends itself to different types of achilas. And therefore, I'm saying the Torah is mechayivu here, and not an ordinary kind of an achila, but it is an achila, there is a category of achila, we see a shef that relates to that kind of an achila. But it's still achila. That's why, for instance, if you put it in your mouth and spit it out, that wouldn't be good, because the Torah is the mitzvah is achila, certainly, achila is mara. So it can't be, but it has to be an achila which has the characteristic of the taste in a major kind of a way. So therefore, you have to swallow it. Okay? You have to chew it. Okay, but by matzah, it's a normal achila. Now, it's true, in a normal achila, the achila is complete if it has all the features, and it has a feature of taste. So that's a kiyam. It's a kiyam, it's l'achila, because that's the achila b'shlei musa. The full achila experience is there, but as long as I swallow it and I'm consuming it, then it's defined as my achila. Okay? That's why it could be the Rashbam means achila hi lo. It means it's achila for you, for him, or for the matzah, because it depends on your frame of reference whether something is achila or not. For the chef, that wouldn't be achila. But in this framework, in the framework of matzah, this is achila. Okay, that's in terms of the framework of which Torah is mechayev you, and in this achila, this is achila. Okay?
So you're saying that matzah and maror are two different frameworks in terms of
the... Right. The Torah is mechayev you because of the maror, because of the philosophical and all that. That's the philosophy. But therefore, the Torah was mechayev you in a different kind of achila than normally exists by maror. You know, by maror is mechayev you in a different kind of achila than normally exists. Yeah, but it's a different, it's not just philosophy, it's not just to, it's a mitzvah to better yourself. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the achila of the chef. Why? Why did the Torah make an achila of a chef more? Because that's the point, or the reason why the Torah is doing it, is because the point of this mitzvah is to bring about a zecher of Yemaru Eschayehem, of the bitterness in Egypt. So therefore, the achila which is most appropriate in this framework is the achila of the chef. But halachically, that still has to be there has to be the tamar. See, that's why he's saying the first part is saying because you don't have the tam. But why do you need that? Because that's why the Torah, he's telling you that's why the Torah set it up. Because you wouldn't normally do that. But here, the nature of the mitzvah is, incorporated in the mitzvah, is bringing to mind the slavery and the bitterness. I mean, that's the way the mitzvahs are set up on the Seder night. There are certain themes which are built into the mitzvahs. And because that theme is in the mitzvah of Mara, therefore the Torah chose a kind of achila which is in line with that. Okay? That's a Rashba. Rashi argues. Okay? Rashi doesn't go for this other kind of achila, the chef's achila. Okay? He doesn't hold that that's what the Torah didn't create, a new category of achila, a new type of achila with regard to Mara. Achila is achila. The Torah, achila is consumption. Okay, consumption is, that's achila. The Torah, that's the only category which the Torah has, consumption. All right, so what do we do by Mara? So by Mara, he holds that, see, normally taste is an accidental component of achila, and it could be achila even without taste. Right? By matzah, even if I don't have taste, it's still achila because I have the essence, and taste is just an accidental feature. What the Torah did by Marar is it insisted that you have the full achila, that you have the achila with the characteristic of taste as well. Okay, it was mechayiv you in the achila b'shleimusa. It was mechayiv you that your achila is not just the essence of achila, but it also has the feature of taste. Okay, it has that characteristic as well. You can't just have the achila and minus out from it the factor of taste. The feature of taste must exist. Okay, that's what the Torah is mechayiv you. But not that it means that it's an achila of taste, a culinary achila, the chef. No, that he holds the Torah. No, it's achila's consumption. But in the consumption, normally consumption still exists, and the taste is an accidental feature. It could be, it's dispensable. Here the Torah said, because of this Vayimaros Naim and all that, the Torah demanded that the element of taste is also included in the achila. Your achila must have that characteristic. Okay. Now, if it's just a characteristic, that it simply must exist as the characteristic of the achila, then the standards are lower. Okay? See, then, if I swallow the maror, okay, and I taste it as it's going down, I mean, as I'm saying, it's impossible that you're not going to have some taste of the thing. So then you can't say that my achila is devoid of the characteristic of the taste of maror. See, as a characteristic, it could exist even as long as it exists in a minor degree. As long as you sense the bitterness of the thing in achila, so then you say it has the feature of achila of taste. It has that feature. But if it were like the Rashbam, that the essence is an achila of the chef, so then you can't say, yeah, I sort of tasted it. Yeah, that's not gonna qualify for, if the essence of the achila is a culinary achila, then the taste can't exist as an accidental sort of minimized component. Then the action can't be defined as that. But according to Rashi, it's not a different. The action is consumption. It's just that the Torah demanded that consumption has the characteristic, the feature of taste. The feature could exist even in a minor way, as long as when you put something which is really strong in your mouth, like if you're swallowing a pill, you are gonna taste the gross. If it's a gross pill, then you're gonna taste that. You will have that. You wouldn't say it's the culinary experience of but you certainly would say that feature of taste is in the action. Okay.
What about when he swallows them together?
Okay. So what about when he swallows them together? That's a good question. Does everyone understand so far?
Kadlar oil is the thing that people swallowed and didn't want to taste.
What is it?
Liver oil.
Oh yeah?
The vitamins.
Oh yeah?
So
I swallow it without tasting.
It's the most vile thing, so people just swallow it.
Right.
Did you say Rashi's side again?
Yeah, Rashi? Okay, Rashi holds that the achilah is consumption. He doesn't go for this culinary idea, a new kind of achilah. There's no new kind of achilah. Achilah is consumption. But in consumption, right, like let's say for instance the Rashbam held consumption, matzah is consumption. But certainly tam is a feature, taste is a feature, that's why the achilah, you should go for it, because that's the full achilah. By maror, what Rashi holds, it's consumption. But the Torah demanded that you have the full achilah experience. There's the achila that you also have, that the feature of taste is also present. Whereas that must, you demand, even the accidental features must be present. Okay? You can't say, I have the essence, and I don't have the features. That is not allowed by Mara. By Mara, the Torah demanded that you have the achila with its feature, with the feature of time included in it. But as a feature, if it's a feature, it could exist even in a minor type of a way. As long as you taste it and you have the characteristic of taste could exist, even if you don't wish it around your mouth and you don't chew it and you don't but it's a bitter thing and it goes down your throat and then you have that feature. Feature's present. Okay? Okay. Now another question to ask. The question, so then why if you swallow it, if you swallow it with the matzah, don't you say it's good? Okay, let me first just try to show you that, appeal to a sense of intuition first, that there's an idea like this, is that you see, for instance, let's say a pill. You have a pill, okay, so pills, everyone knows, some pills are really disgusting. You put them in your mouth, and it's just like, it's a very bad taste. And if you swallowed a pill, if you take the pill, let's say you don't have any water, you just swallow the pill, you put it in your throat, and you swallow it, okay? So then I'd say that the achila, that achila of the pill, has the characteristic of taste, right? That's true. But let's say, for instance, I put the pill, on my tongue, and I quickly wish it down with water, but I put it, on the part of my tongue where, I don't know, whatever, I barely, So there, you could argue that then you don't even have the characteristic of taste. I mean, that's what everyone tries to do when they have a pill, is to meant to actually knock out that experience, right? To knock out even the characteristic of the taste. I mean, certainly you're not going to be chewing the pill or whatever, but the characteristic, when you do it with the water, then even it doesn't even partake of the characteristic of taste. Okay. Now why not, right? But you're putting it on your tongue. But it would seem that, taste is a funny thing. Like, if you tell someone to taste something, right? So, you ever have the experience, you taste it. If you want to taste it, someone gives you a piece of something to taste. You're like, you try to, wish it around your mouth, and, But why don't you just put it in your mouth? You have a taste bud. I mean, it touches the taste bud. You taste it. But, apparently in taste, there's a certain degree, a quantitative amount of exposure to your taste buds, or whatever you call it. There's a certain amount of, just because you have the sensation of taste, where it touches your taste bud, touches your tongue, doesn't mean that you have the characteristic of taste. It doesn't mean that you tasted it. In other words, there's a difference between where it touches the taste, the element of taste, but it seems to be there has to be a certain degree of exposure to the thing, such that now you could say that I partook of tasting it. Okay? And that's why I'd say, if you just stick the thing on your tongue and it touches it minimally, you wash it down, then you didn't really taste it. Or if you just taste a little bit of something and you just swallow it quickly, you didn't really taste it. So I'd say that by maror, if you chew the thing, that's what Rashi says. First thing is you didn't chew it. If you chew the maror, even if it's with the matzah, you better believe you're going to taste it. Okay? And if you have korech and you have the strong maror, you taste it. If you chew anything you chew, when you chew it, it becomes mixed all around, and you taste it. Then you have the element of tasting the maror. But if you don't chew it, if you put the maror alone in your mouth and you just swallow that, since that's the only thing which is in your mouth, and that has to traverse the path from your mouth to your throat and get there with that, your achila will have the characteristic of tasting the maror. Okay? But once it's mixed in, you have a sandwich or whatever, you have maror and the matzah mixed together, so now the degree of exposure to your mouth of the maror is minimized, and I'd say now you don't, your achila doesn't even have the feature of the taste of maror. I don't mean that there's no sensation. It could be there's a sensation on your thing of like taste it. But I'm saying, to say that an achila is the characteristic of taste, it has to exist in a certain degree such that the taste is a feature. So I'd say that objectively, the action of taking the two things and mixing them and swallowing it, the taste becomes, since there are two tastes, neither taste reaches that degree that it becomes a characteristic of the thing, of the achila, that it has that taste.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So how would you answer ein lo shum tam?
I'd say it means halachically it's ein lo shum tam. Whereas it doesn't mean, that's what I say, tam, there's tam as a sense, as one of the five senses, and that is like a chemical thing which may take place in a minimal. That he doesn't mean doesn't exist. Of course, it touches your taste bud. But
categorically, it's not.
Yeah, that's not tam in this framework. In the framework of a halacha, which says that tam as a feature of the achila, that doesn't exist.
Okay.
Yep. But he doesn't mean that. But you know what I mean? I'm saying, though, it does, in a sense, mean ein lo shum tam.
Right.
As opposed to saying, like, the approach you're trying to take before, that it's because the tam is related to matzah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's still in the framework that there's no tam, but I'm saying that no tam doesn't mean no tam, and, you know,
okay.
And there are different ways to describe tam. Whereas tam here means it has to be a certain amount to be a feature of the achila that has the taste. If you take the two things in Mishnah and put them together and then put them in your mouth, and swallow them, then neither taste registers enough that you could say my achila had the characteristic of tam.
Okay.
So by matzah, where you don't need tam, so then very good, so you're yotzei. But by maror, where you do need the feature of tam, so then that's not going to be good. But if you have the maror alone, so then, since that is the only thing in your mouth, and as it's going through your throat, you can end up, it's bitter, you can end up tasting it, so then, I say then you're... Then you're yotzei the mara, because then the feature exists in the achila. The feature of tam exists in the achila, so that's why you're yotzei.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if this is saying the same thing, but once you say that Rashi formulates the mitzvah as achila b'shleimusa, I mean, can you just say simply that when you achila b'shleimusa means a specific achila of you know a specific thing, and so if you start mixing foods, then you can no longer categorize it as achila b'shleimusa just because it's no longer a chila of one thing, I mean, like somewhere along those lines, or...
Right. I hear you saying. Well, I mean, I'll tell them thing, but I mean, maybe you could
right,
say
like,
it. But
wait,
the reason why it wasn't, I mean, when I said achila b'shleimusa, I mean, I was using that term, but I meant that the achila not only has the essence of consumption, but it also has the feature of tam.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Now you want to go further and say that, you know I mean? Like, I was using achila b'shleimusa in a kind of, like, you know, to show there's such an idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't say that the achila, another feature that it has to have is that it must relate exclusively to that. That's, you know, that, I don't know if that's, I mean, that's also, it's hard to say in Rashi, where it says, ein lo shum tam.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I see.
I mean, the idea, I mean, I'm kind of appealing to a certain sense. I mean, I'm not defining the thing so, I mean, I'm defining it so well. But, I mean, I think the idea is an idea, I think it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you see experientially such a thing as the case, you know, but, I mean, it could use maybe more work, but that's what I think for now. Okay? Okay, so any questions? Okay.
Can I just actually one quick question?
Yes.
So, it speaks of a halachic idea
yes.
of Tom.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just say ein lo Tom? Like, shum, make turns it into...
Oh, I'll tell you why. Because shum... See, for instance, I think it means as opposed to the Rashbam, where tam was the essence of the achila, was a culinary achila, you know? But Rashi doesn't demand that that's the essence of it. He just demands that it exists even as a feature. You know what I mean? In other words, it's not the essence of the thing is an achila of tam, the chef's achila. But it's an achila, it's a normal achila, but it just has it in a minor way as a feature. So it's saying you don't even have that. You know what I mean? Whereas not only would it not qualify as a shefsach, as an achila of tam, but it doesn't even exist as a feature. You know what I mean? In other words, it's shum because it's saying it doesn't even exist in a minor way, halachically.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. I have to think about what we're gonna do tomorrow. Because there's a certain thing we didn't do the last part in the Rashbam. Okay, the part which I told you about. Well, about why, according to the Rashbam now, do you need this extra case? Because by matzah, we know it's just consumption. By maror, it's the culinary achila. So therefore, by matzah, if you swallow it, then you're yotze because consumption. By maror, if you swallow it, it's not, because it's not the culinary achila, it's not the chef's achila. So what do you need this case of? If you swallow matzah and maror together, what's it adding? It's not adding anything, because you yotze the matzah because you consumed it, and you're not yotze the maror because it's... you didn't have the culinary experience. So what is the case adding? So the Rashbam takes that up. I'd like to do that. At the end of the Rashbam, he goes back. I mean, you read through the Rashbam. Keep reading. You'll see. He says, "L'fiyah kosel b'svar and tzarech l'fire." At the end of the Rashbam, you'll see. But he tries to explain why it's necessary. Okay. Also, I guess we have to do the next thing of karchan b'sev, of the case of where you wrap it in the plastic bag. You know, if you wrap them both, then you're not yotze. Why you're not yotze there? And I don't know that's the point here. And if that's the case, after we do that stuff, which it could be we'll end up finishing to do tomorrow, I'd like to move towards this tosfos of yidei matzah yotze yidei maror lo yotze. But the thing is that you can't do it. It brings in this thing that Lou is asking about mitzvos mevatlos duaso. So in order to do that, we're going to have to go back a page to kuftes vav amud aleph. Okay, and it's Amar Ravina. It's like, I guess, 8, 9, 10 lines. The last one in the line is Amar. Amar Avina. It says, Amar Levi Rav Masharshia, is he there? And it goes down a little bit, I guess, till, see, I don't want to really get into the sugya of Valazu, so I'd like to just give a quick svara on it, but I don't want to get it, you know, it gets into the whole sugya of Korech, about why we do Korech now. So maybe just do until Man. See Man Tana. Yeah. I guess you could look at maybe the Tzitosos Asi Marar. That one. Just read the first line of that. Okay. I mean, you can read further, but you know, I mean, I don't want to overwhelm you with what to prepare. Okay. So tomorrow. And I'll let you know if there's anything more. Okay, yeah. So tomorrow we'll do at, I don't know what time. Let me think. Is this time okay?